This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. International visitors spent nearly $250 billion in the U.S. last year, according to federal data. Now, a report shows that foreign tourism is down 16% from a year ago. The data are from the location intelligence company Foursquare. New York and L.A. have separately reported their own declines. As Marketplace's Ryan Kyloth reports, other countries are now hungry to snap up those visitors.
The last time tourism dropped like this was after 9/11.
We endured what is now known as the lost decade, and we only became whole again recently.
Jonathan Grella's with the U.S. Travel Association, and he says America First does not make a great tourism slogan. Meanwhile,
the competition for international tourists is hotly contested between countries.
And one country picking up our slack is Canada. From music festivals to skiing, the country's marketing itself as a friendlier alternative to the U.S. Colin Symes is executive director of Travel Gay Canada. He says he's already stealing market share.
I personally have already had calls from tour operators who want to consider Canada for their destination in North America.
The Canadian government recently awarded the nonprofit $100,000 to promote international gay tourism. Symes says he'd love to see Canada overtake the U.S. as the number one LGBT destination. In New York, I'm Ryan Kyloth for Marketplace.